nothing new on the injury report. Same exact as it was yesterday. Jacoby didn't practice. Limited were Kreiner, Denarius Moore, Seymour, Carlisle, Full, Seabass, Osbury, Myers, and Wisniewski.
The progress from Moore from yesterday to today?
Yeah, he looked better today.
Did you have him doing any, I mean, you say he's still limited, but yesterday you said he was doing like short and medium stuff.
No, he practiced today.
Really?
Yeah, he practiced. I mean, he was limited. He didn't take as many reps as he might normally take. That's what limited means. But, I mean, he went out and practiced. I don't know. We'll wait to make that decision.
If it's Parsons, how much do you lose?
Listen, they're all NFL players, so we expect, no matter who's in the game, we expect a certain level of we've got a certain level of expectation for those guys, and they got to go out and perform. So we don't really think of it that way.
That kind of the same thing with Miles. You don't have the guy out there, but you can't change your defense because the guy is big enough.
Yeah, well, you know, we know who we got, and we're going to design our schemes to give our guys the best chance to be successful. And whatever that entails, whatever that means, that's what we're going to do.
How different is the the tone from what you're reading from your team as the game as the week goes along?
Well, I mean, you can definitely tell that it's game week. It's regular season mode. It's a divisional game against a real quality opponent. So, you know, you can sense everybody's focus.
You talked to start a rookie left tackle. What's he look like to you?
He looks like a good player to me. Like I said yesterday, you know, these players, they come from all over the place. And a good player is a good player, and it doesn't matter where they were drafted or whether they were a free agent or not. So when I look at the tape, I see a guy that's got talent, he's got athleticism, and so he's a good matchup.
Yesterday you talked about San Diego's offense and their challenges. What do they like to do defensively, and what problems do they present?
Well, they're an aggressive defense. I think they rely a lot on their outside rushers. They get after the quarterback from an outside rusher standpoint. We'll see as the game goes on exactly what their plan of attack is. You know, obviously John Pagano's a first-year coordinator, so they'll have some unscouted looks and some different stuff for us that we'll have to get adjusted to.
Prepared for him twice last year with Denver. Throws a lot of interceptions through like 17 and 10 games. Last couple of years he's had more than he's had before. And he's talked a little bit about, being careful but not careless. What do you see from him at the end of last year and at the end of last year when he seemed to get better?
Well, I think he's still a very good quarterback. Mm-hmm. When you look at throwing interceptions, you can't always put everything on the quarterback. It's a team game. I think way too many times the quarterback gets way too much credit when things go good and way too much blame when things go bad. He's a guy that can throw the football. He can make all the throws in the book. And he's perfectly capable of coming out and being explosive against you if you don't understand how they're trying to attack you and you don't have ways to affect him.
That's Kreiner too.
He was out here limited in practice today, and my expectation is that he'll be ready to go Monday night.
Pretty much a done deal then with Jacoby this opener?
No, it's not a done deal. We're going to hold out and wait until we get closer to game time to go ahead and make that decision. But he's continued to get better. We'll see where we're at come game time. He got most of the first team reps, yes.
How about yesterday?
Yeah, he got most of them yesterday.
Anything else, guys?
Thank you.
Thanks.